This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man. let's get past what we can't control.
Aight.
And try to control the things we can. But as we start the show today, Mike and I are wondering one thing.
We got to find a way to win those football games.
No, not that.
Okay.
Not that. We are wondering one thing. Are we going to be back in the quarterback business?
Ooh.
Because as we look at this injury to Michael Penix, and again, no official word as to what's going to happen, how soon, blah, blah, blah. But, Mike, we're looking at a guy in Michael Penix who we absolutely love. But it is his fifth injury in 8 years. An ACL tear in his right knee in 18 and 20. We're talking about it 2018, 2020. Shoulder injuries in 19 and 2021. And now you're talking about a left knee potentially. The reality is, yes, we have a quarterback on the roster, but do you trust Kirk Cousins? Not only next week, this Sunday, but do you trust him into next year? Now, he is under contract until 2027. I think most of us forgot about that because the Penix situation, well, it played itself out and they had committed to him to be the starter. But, Mike, as you look at this, and this is what we were saying to ourselves, are we going to be back in the quarterback business in this with this franchise?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I have with Michael Penix Jr. That's not a knock. You know, I had a lot of guys yesterday. They're all going off. No, I'm not killing Michael Penix Jr. It just is what it is. There's been some good. There's been some bad. And there has been some ugly with Michael Penix Jr. You know, unfortunately, the third downs, and I know it's the old chicken and the egg argument. Well, the bad play calls beget the third and longs, and the lack of execution beget the third and longs. And his receiver core is terrible. All partly true. But he's also not passed the eye test. It's crazy how he looked in more command in the second half against the Commanders last January than he looked at maybe any other time this season, save for the game against the Commanders this year. You know, Buffalo, he had some moments, but it's just, I don't know what he is. And guys, I had a guy hit me up on Twitter this morning going, well, you sure we're singing their praise? I didn't like the idea. I wasn't in love with the idea of Penix Jr. I was told, I was concerned like everybody else with the injuries, but once they made the determination and once we spoke with Terry Fontenot, Carl, the die is cast. We got to get behind it. And you presume that they did their medical due diligence, that he's okay, and then unfortunately has nothing to do with his other knee. This is a different knee injury.
Yeah, and look, once the decision is made and they made the commitment that he was going to be the starter, what do you want Mike and I to do, cry about it? I mean, at that point, we're hoping for the best.
Now you're hoping you got the right guy.
Correct. Now we need to develop him, and hopefully he's going to start making plays to make us believe that he is the guy. But you can't cry over decisions once they're made, all right? You can't go back. Once you get a divorce, you want her back? Doubtful. 404-726-0929. And that is where I am with Kirk Cousins. Mike, the divorce happened already, and now we got to go back to him and trust him, and more importantly, we may have to trust him into next season if, in fact, they keep him on the roster. Remember, if they release him, post June 1, now we're getting to the offseason, guys.
Right.
They would forfeit about $22.5 million in cap space for 2026, $12.5 million for 2027, because you're going to split the difference. If not, you're talking about a $57 million cap hit. That's not happening.
Right. I mean, you know, again, it would require Kirk Cousins going on an unbelievable run these next seven games. But yeah, I mean, that would you and I did the numbers. It's nearly 20% of our cap hit for the next year and following year. So we are really screwed. We're over a barrel on this one. I mean, I think Fontenot made a colossal mistake. I think you commit to one or the other. I don't know how it would have. It's hindsight's 20/20. He was playing great. Nobody was complaining. No one was worried about the Achilles until he couldn't throw the damn ball. You know, can he get back into form? If Kirk wants to keep playing in the NFL and get another paycheck from somebody else, this is like the seven-game audition. Now, in his defense, yeah, he doesn't have the arm strength of Penix, but he did put the ball in receivers' hands. We had two drops when he got back in the game on Sunday. So, I don't know. We'll ask Dave Archer what he thinks will happen. We don't have Drake London this week for the Saints. We've got a receiver core that just can't get separation or can't hold on to the football. I've given up all hope for Kyle Pitts having any impact on this game. So, you know, Cousins is kind of thrust into, like, they better be running the hell out of the ball on the Saints all day, right?
Yeah.
That's going
to
be it.
That's got to be the game plan. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We got a lot more to get into, but it's just one of those looming questions. You can deny it if you want to. You can turn the other way and say, oh, Dukes and Bell, I'm not worried about that, until you are. And it's the most important position on any team in the National Football League. And, again, I'm not saying that Michael Penix is done by any stretch of the imagination. But how long have we seen, or how many times, Mike, have we seen these injuries come back and they just linger? That the player who comes back is not necessarily 100% right when you expect him to be. And if you're talking about, okay, well, if he does have the surgery, and let's hope he doesn't have to, but even then, he's still going to miss time, and then you get into next season, there are still big question marks. So it's something that we were just discussing.
I mean, we're over a freaking barrel on this one.
Well, you're talking about the Cousins situation. I think, Mike, because of the rookie contract for Penix, it doesn't hurt you as much unless he can't do the things you want him to do. And then that's a whole nother discussion, because now you went all in and it didn't work.
Now, again, Coach was demonstrative talking to the media yesterday about all the reports that have gone national that he's going to have the surgery. That's they're saying you're getting ahead of it. Yeah, he may need surgery, but that's not confirmed yet. And they're looking for a second opinion. I know most people roll their eyes because second opinion means you got bad news the first time. But if he misses now, what if we're getting into panics missing the first quarter of next season? You know, then
well, you got to have a plan.
That's it.
Yeah.
But the
yes.
$57 million, I still think they walk away from Cousins regardless because of the hit. They got to get that hit off the books.
Yeah, it's a lot. All right, something that we're discussing. We are going to turn the page tomorrow.
And a new GM, by the way, may have a completely new set of ideas on this sucker in the first place.
Absolutely. He may be like, what are y'all doing? But, you know, Wednesday we'll turn the page and talk about the Saints and start to get ready for this game. I don't even know what to make of what potentially is going to play out on Sunday. I thought, Mike, we'd be talking about a couple of dubs at this point in the season, feeling really good about ourselves and headed to New Orleans. And you know what? Here come the Falcons to beat up the Saints. And we knew that we were supposed to be better than they were this year.
These are the mop-up games. These are the games we were going to sweat.
Well, and Mike, they're in a true rebuild. We're not. We're not in a true rebuild. As a matter of fact, we are coming out of what was supposed to be our rebuild with having cap hell and all the things. We lost our franchise quarterback in Matt Ryan. All the things. You had these drafts. You were compounding them by getting more and more talent. We're supposed to be coming out of it. They are in a rebuild. That's the difference with us.
Not trying to get into revisionist history, guys. The idea would be you commit the money you spent on Cousins to edge rush and defense corners a year ago, and you roll with Michael Penix, and you take your lumps, and maybe Michael Penix put you in the playoffs last year. Maybe he doesn't. But now this year, Penix is rolling, and he's established, and he's the man. And that would be the conventional wisdom. If you believe in this guy, then just believe in him. But there was divided ideas about the quarterback position. We were led to believe, D-Led's been telling us for 2 years, that Raheem wanted Kirk Cousins and the GM wanted to go with Penix. So here we are. But now, as we said, the games we thought we were going to win, we've lost. Yes, as we said back in August, there's always teams that are on the rise. The Patriots became one of them. The Dolphins are a schizophrenic team. You should have beat the Dolphins. You got humiliated by them. The Colts, we always felt that was, you know, as the season evolved, we knew that was going to be a tough out. You were in a position to win that game, in a position to beat the Panthers, in a position to beat the 49ers. But you couldn't do it because you don't coach them well. They don't respond. Individual mistakes, Carl, lack of discipline.
So with that said, we are going to hear from Raheem coming up. We also have plenty to talk about with our Hawks tonight. The Hawks have a big game down at State Farm Arena. Detroit's in town. Pre-game's at 7. Tips at 7:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I'm actually excited about this. I'm excited because outside of the fact that Rashai Shea, he's listed his day-to-day, that you know he failed the other night, and that's good news. But outside of the fact that, Mike, I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to the Hawks because they've been without Trey. And they've been winning, and they got a nice win streak going. I think the guys we are counting on, including Jalen Johnson, Okongwu, these guys are playing really well right now, and I think this is going to be a legitimate test for them tonight against Detroit. So we're going to talk plenty about that along the way tonight if you're going down to the arena. If not, of course, you can listen right here as Steve Holman will have all of the action. Bang! And we didn't get a chance to play Steve the other night when Desmond Bain got into it with a couple of our guys. We got to play that today because we didn't get a chance to play that the other day.
I didn't break them. They broke me.
Bane's a knucklehead, man. He is a knucklehead.
There's a couple of them out there. Dylan Brooks, Bane's one of those guys. These dudes are just everybody wants to be this sort of fake tough guy.
Was it Desmond Bane or Brooks? It was Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Bane's got his own thing. But yeah, but there's just guys that are just pains in the butt. And Steve, I love it. Steve always wears his heart on his sleeve. He lets you know how he feels about these guys.
I love it, man. So we'll get that for you because, again, we were so caught up and so distraught about what happened with the Falcons on Sunday. But that went down Sunday night as they were on the road finishing up that West Coast road trip. And, again, if you missed it, Jalen Johnson, Eastern Conference Player of the Week, he had a great week last week. And, Mike, I hope he continues to build on it, man. Look. You talk about all-stars. We could have legitimately two all-stars. I don't know if Trey's going to get back in time to do enough for him to be voted into the all-star game. But
probably
we know that's going to change, and maybe he's selected by the coaches or peers or whatever, how that works. But I do think Jalen Johnson has a legitimate chance to be an all-star this year.
This guy is putting up crazy numbers. We talked about the ridiculous – he's making history on the West Coast swing. I mean, with the assists, with the blocks, with everything, with the triple-double. So he's everything we've always – stay healthy, please. Tape those ankles, high tops. But he's looking great, and the entire bench looks great. And, Okongwu has found a new gear. One thing, you had to go do TV the other day on Friday, and I wrapped up the show.
Yeah.
There was a report, and I forget who dropped this, but he was hearing the Hawks may shop Porzingis at the deadline to get assets that they can help put us over the top because there might be a market for him. I don't hate it. I don't hate it because we know we're going to have a load management thing with Porzingis just to get him across the finish line for whatever the playoffs, unless you feel all of a sudden he's going to become the guy who gets into gear. But what would be your 2 cents worth on that if that's accurate?
Look, I think at this point, for Anse Soleil, you've got to look at all resources as to how you could not only make this team a playoff team, but for the long haul, how do we become a contender in the East year in and year out? This is why I always say, at the end of the year, you got to look at everything. That includes what's Trey's situation. Mike, Porzingis is a nice piece, but is it long term? See, Rashai, Jalen, Okongwu, you start talking about, our guy, the core, right? Dyson. Those are guys, I continue to say this, that's who you're building around, and you need to know, hey, Porzingis is not here for the long haul. If he can help us, and I think he's going to do a great job, but if you got to the trade deadline and there was something there where you could add to, and guys, again, we're all keeping our fingers crossed about this number one overall pick with New Orleans as they keep faltering.
Unprotected, wherever it is, we own it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no strings attached.
You could get good for a long time really quick. And that's why I'm not against it either.
And you and I, we've debated over the years. I always felt like Okongwu has reached the ceiling. No. The ceiling, you've already said, he's there's much more there, and you're seeing it. He's taking his game to another level this season.
You know what it was, Mike? And I said this to you last year. Maybe it was 2 years ago. Playing time, right? You had Clint Capella here. They were trying to play him at the five. Okay, is he really a four? You were trying to figure that out. The thing he's gotten better at, though, is his three-point shooting. He can stretch the floor now. He's rebounding and he's blocking shots, but he's playing more than he ever has. And I always told you that. I was like, if he plays more, you're going to see him really coming to his own. And I think that's what's happened with 004-726-0929. Want to remind you, each Wednesday night, join Damon Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, guys. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, our boys are going to stop by. It's the Water Boys. B. Rich and Trey. We'll find out what they're thinking about the Falcons. Also, we'll talk to Dave Archer coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as we get Archer's take on this quarterback situation and much more. But when we come back, we got to get to the daily download. And they are saying one thing, and now the coach is saying another. It's the most interesting thing going on in the SEC right now. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Join 92.9 The Game and Bud Light for Falcons versus Saints watch party this Sunday at 4 o'clock at $3 Cafe on Regency Plaza Boulevard in McDonough. Watch the Falcons battle the Saints with Abe Gordon, Freddie the Falcon, and the cheer team. Compete in Bud Light football toss to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Las Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Plus, you can win Falcon tickets, autographed Falcon items, and all kinds of other things, guys. Must be 21 years old or older, and please drink responsibly. We are Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. We are trying to figure out what the latest is with the Falcons and still awaiting word on whether Michael Penix is going to have surgery and how that's all going to shake out. Meanwhile, Mike, the most interesting story in the SEC is not the Georgia Bulldogs. We know they're good. It is old Mrs. Lane Kiffin, who today denied that he has been given an ultimatum by the administration to make a decision on his future. Now, they have the Egg Bowl left. That's their big rivalry game, Ole Miss, Miss State. And apparently the report was that he has until the Egg Bowl to decide his fate. Where are you going? You staying, you're going, whatever. He went on Pat McAfee today and denied it and said, yes, there's absolutely no ultimatum. It is not true. I do not know where this came from. Quote, Mike, like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here.
Now, there's always, if you don't like Lane Kiffin, you always feel there's a veneer of insincerity and phoniness to how he presents himself. Some folks feel that's just his style and the way he presents it. I thought it was a bit forced. I saw it today, there was a capsule of it on ESPN.com. But I don't blame Ole Miss. I don't blame. Some people are saying, what are you, nuts? You're going to force him to do a decision?
Yes.
Well, the family, not Lane, but still to the fan base, it's frightening to know that, you know, the fans, and apparently Lane Kiffin has reconciled with his former wife and the family's back together. At least that's all the reports that are out there. And that the family took trips to Baton Rouge and then over to Gainesville. And yeah, if you're a Rebel fan, you're freaking out over this because you're not going to replace him. You're not going to have a guy like that. You know, you had some dudes over the years that have done some pretty amazing things, but this is a guy you feel in today's modern football era, you can't replace him. So how do you play it? Do you press your chips in like they did and say, look, you got a blanker, get off the pot here? Or is that too aggressive by the athletic department?
I don't think so. And here's the thing. You got to be able to back that up, though. So if you're an Ole Miss fan or you're saying this is the best coach we've had, we've got to do everything we can to keep him. Everything we can to keep him part of it is money. And I say this to you guys all the time. Respect is money, right? Respect is right now Lane Kiffin is the 10th highest coach in college football. That ain't doing it. When you talk about the fifth highest paid coach in the SEC, that's not doing it. His team's 10-1. They're nationally ranked. They're going to the playoff. He's been, you know, 3 10-win seasons. Mike, push every chip into the middle and say, we are offering you, I know you're not going to like this, Kirby Smart money.
Right.
We're going to give you 13 a year. Now, we know you hadn't won a national championship, but this way you can't say to your fan base, we didn't do everything we can. So this is where the range is. It's between 13 and 11, okay? Mm. Because that's where Kalen DeBoer is. That's where Sark is. That's where Lane Kiffin's going to be. And I don't know if they're willing to do that, but if they are, then if Lane says no, Mike, you just shrug your shoulders and go, we offered, and then you start looking.
I mean, I remember back when Tommy Tuberville left them for Auburn. Remember that one? And, you know, you always feel like you're kind of like the bridesmaid, you know what I mean?
That's right.
You're being left at the altar, I should say. Houston Nutt had success. Hugh Freeze, unfortunately, had the phone scandal, so that's knocked him out of the box. Matt Luke, great offensive line coach, not that elite-level head coach. And Lane is living with putting guys in the NFL. You always got great receivers. You got a quarterback. You could argue that Ole Miss's defense has not been great. But, yeah, it's still, if you're an Ole Miss fan, the prospect of a year moving ahead and he's in LSU or Florida, that's unacceptable. You can't let that happen.
Here's the thing for me, though, as we discuss this, and we'd love to hear what you guys think about it, because this is the thing in the SEC, right? There's always this coaching turnover. It's always been this way. Auburn seems to be the front and center of these kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but he's, what, 54-19 in his six seasons there. So it's not like he hasn't invested. It's not like he hasn't paid the dues to make it to this point where you say, okay, he's made their program as relevant as it's ever been. But, Mike, he continues to talk about, I love what I'm doing here. I love this place. I love what we're doing. They beat Florida this last weekend. I love what we got going on here. Today was awesome. The fans were awesome.
Right.
This is the disingenuous thing that you were talking about.
Right.
When you leave, Lane, that looks makes you look like a jerk.
Well,
and that's the problem. I'm not saying he doesn't love it, but be honest with people. Hey, I do love it, but I want to see the commitment by this school and what they want to do with me here and how we want to grow this program. And if they're committed like I am, I'm willing to stay. Stop saying you love it here when we know that there's a really good chance you're going to leave.
Kiffin said he had a 6 a.m. yoga session. The athletic director jumped in. He said he told Pat McAfee, so Keith Carter and him, so downward-facing contract extension?
Yeah, potentially.
You know what I mean? I don't know, but that'd be a hell of a conversation.
No doubt.
Was this hot yoga? But either way, you know, as a fan, it's the worst feeling, you know? There's certain coaches and for the right guy, the right place, and him at LSU would just be unbelievable. I just think it puts LSU right back on top. They've always got the athletes. He'll get that other, you know, 5% to put you over the top of the other elites in the SEC. But, yeah, these are scary days. I don't fault – you know, the athletic director, because the folks are hearing about it. It's out there that he's got the flirtation. And by the way, yes, Lane's got an ego. And yes, he's going to love this process of having everybody kissing his ass for the next couple of weeks, foreseeably. And they're saying, but to have the deadline of, you know, a couple Fridays from now for the Egg Bowl, that's where it's the line in the sand is drawn.
Yeah. I right now, I think he's 90% gone. That's how I feel.
I think he's going to LSU.
That's how I feel. Even though he's saying all the right things. And again, that's why I think the administration – and by the way, Mike, you make that public. You this isn't behind the scenes.
No.
You tell everybody, we're offering Lane the most money we've ever paid anybody at this university, and he will be one of the top three highest paid coaches in the country.
Right.
You put it out there. So that way, everybody's not like, well, I don't know what they're offering. Either way, it is the most interesting story right now.
Because that's what he's going to get from LSU.
Oh, no doubt.
He's going to get that.
No,
he's going to get 13 to 15 million. He's going to get something crazy.
I also think, too, this could, and I don't know, do you consider them to be a national championship caliber team? Because if this is all going on, it could derail their
chances. Yeah, it's the huge distraction. That's why I'm saying it's just you dread this as an Ole Miss fan for all the things that come with all the baggage. Because, you know, you've got other coaches out there. That's why Elko knocked it out. That thing's done. No conversation.
Yep.
Cignetti, I mean, a month and a half ago, Cignetti knocked it out for Indiana. Other coaches, you know, as I understand, if you're on the up and coming, you're going for mid-major. That's the thing. If you are one of these big jobs, and this has been the craziest hiring cycle, I still can't believe Franklin, I think, copped out early and went to Virginia Tech. I still think he could have gotten traction somewhere else. Other fan bases who think they're a national championship contender say, He's a tremendous recruiter, but he's the worst game manager of all the great coaches that are out there. So that, and that's undeniable too. That's that two things can be true. You'd be a great recruiter and still screw up everything on Saturday. So now who's the next big job? So if Lane stays at Ole Miss, who's the guy? Now it's a whole different ball game, isn't it?
Yeah.
For LSU or for Florida.
Yeah. Look, they have plan B and C. I just don't know if they're as attractive as plan A. And that's why when you are as hot as he is right now, when you talk about the ranks of college coaching, because, look, the guys that have good jobs, Mike just mentioned it, they're not leaving, okay? Ryan Day's not leaving Ohio State for any of those jobs. Kirby ain't going nowhere, right? That's the thing. So if you start going, all right, where are we going? Sark's not leaving Texas. You've got all these high-paid profile guys that if you said, all right, well, he'll leave for this job. Dan Lanning's not leaving Oregon. Right. Like that's the issue.
You get into Eli Drinkwitz. You get into, like, Clark Lee from Vanderbilt. But it's not as – that's the thing. Lane has a – it's everything college fans want. You got the Steve Spurrier wise-ass personality. You got a high-flying offense. Yeah. You know, and you throw that in LSU. I would say in any job that I'm interviewing Lane Kiffin for, say, hey, I got to tell me about your defensive plan here. Because, you know, I know you're doing some good things here, but we got to play some D. And you will get those recruits at LSU that can do that. Yeah. Florida, too. I mean, Florida still got a really good defense despite where things went this year.
Well, you know, as we talk about the Falcons, right, and now I think most Falcon fans realize the most important hire was the offensive coordinator. And I think for Lane Kiffin, the most important hire for him is going to be his defensive coordinator. He's going to handle all the offensive stuff. That's fine. But that's wherever he goes, or even if he stays at Ole Miss and you are going to be continuously in the hunt for a national championship, that is the one thing. The reason why I never worry about Georgia is because Kirby's still on the sidelines. And he's already coached four national championship before he got to Georgia, four national championship caliber defenses with Nick Saban. Then he got to Georgia and had the two most dominant defenses in the history of college football. I'm never worried about defense when it comes to Georgia. Lane's got to figure that out with his hires.
And then, you know, meanwhile, any other year, and that's what's so crazy. Auburn is like the, what, fifth best job out there? Auburn, there's still a lot of stories that are out there. You guys, if you're an Auburn fan, I know you're close to a lot of folks with Auburn. It's Sumrall from Green Wave.
That's
and
right.
They keep linking him, and he's done a good job down there. And otherwise, you know, you get into, like, Drinkwitz's name and Clark Lee. Is that gonna make it happen for Auburn fans?
I think Clark Lee would be a really good hire. Dude, he's locked in at Vandy. I just don't know if they want to commit to him like that. He loves Vandy. He went there. You know, we always talk about that. A guy comes back and makes the program relevant. But, yeah, Auburn's got some big decisions to make as well. More college football conversation on the way. We'll talk to Connor Riley coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys Lights brighten your holidays this year. When we come back, more Falcons and more of what Raw had to say about these injuries and how it may affect the team moving forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mike, I think our organization went wrong a long time before where we are right now. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell me what you think about this, because hindsight's 20/20. We're all trying to figure out where this is going to go. And I'm not, again, talking about this weekend. I'm looking beyond what this season may and how it may play out. But, Mike, why didn't we draft Matt Ryan's successor when Matt Ryan was here at the end? Because the last 3 years of Matt Ryan's career, if the Falcons knew that that was winding down, and they did, the one thing that this organization didn't do the entire time, and look, in his prime, there was no reason to because you had a quarterback, he was your franchise guy, you weren't moving on from him. But at the end, they neglected the idea of drafting his successor when they could have put a real plan in place. And instead, we know what happened, right? We got caught with our pants down. You had to then make moves that ultimately cost us. Right. We went through quarterback purgatory. Then you made other moves to try to fill the void. And all I'm saying is they never brought in competition for Matt Ryan, and that's fine. But at the end, he should have had somebody, Mike, that should have been learning, and you should have had that in place. And as I look at where we are now, it's just one of those mistakes that I feel like it also set us in this path. Right. It set us on course for where we are. This has nothing to do with Michael Penix as a person. This is just the vision of an organization to say, hey, Matt, you've been good for 15 years, but we got to get another guy in here that's going to set us off.
Right. But again, that's, you got to talk to Tom. We'll have that maybe someday, Day-Day. We'll get Thomas Dimitroff on the horn again, and we'll ask him about what the philosophy was. They were dealing with cap hell. He was trying to maximize the talent to get to squeeze another trip to the playoffs to keep his job. And that was 2020. That was a strange COVID. Remember Bill Belichick's dog making the draft picks. in case you're wondering, we picked that year that was 16. That was A.J. Terrell. We did supposedly try to move up. There was some thought. Now, again, we'll have to ask Thomas at some point, get from the horse's mouth. But that's the draft of Joe Burrow and Tua and Justin Herbert. And then later on, Jordan Love, which surprised the hell out of Aaron Rodgers and Packer fans. But they had a plan.
And I think Jalen was taken that year, wasn't he? I believe in the second round, if I remember correctly. I think Jalen Hurts is also a part of that draft, if I remember correctly. I may be a year off. Either way, Mike, you're right. They had a plan. That is the problem when you say, okay.
Yep, Jalen Hurts went 53rd
correct.
Overall.
He went in that draft as well. That's where we missed.
We took Marlon Davidson in the second round.
Don't remind
Our
me.
Second round is like, I mean, the second round of the Falcons the last 15 years has been, it's a lot of bad. Anyway,
it is.
But getting back, that would have been your draft. And then, you know, subsequently there were some years where it was hit or miss. You could always move up. You could always put all your chips in and go. If a guy said, well, how could we have? You could, if you earmarked a guy, you go up and get him. So in that case, it's a great question. Then subsequently, we decide that we are going to make a play for Marcus make a play for Deshaun Watson. And that's how we got stuck with Marcus Mariota. You basically have Deshaun Watson in the building, and Matt Ryan is still under contract. You disrespect Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And something like, if you're not a Matt Ryan fan, I don't know what to tell you. You know, then you don't know what good quarterback play is.
Yes, we do.
Because we may be in one of those Dolphin-like, two decade-long runs where you're going to be praying for a guy like Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
But we basically alienate Matt Ryan, cut him off at the knees. He's like, well, get me the hell out of here. So we trade him for a third rounder. So even that doesn't work out. You had no money to go basically pee in the tall glass for the big dogs to go get Deshaun Watson. Jimmy Haslam put all the chips in. The rest is history. Now, granted, we didn't want him. I wanted him at the time, but thank God we dodged that bullet.
Sure.
Because that would be another, you know, aspect to the soap opera. But to your point, you missed a great opportunity in the 2020 class to go get the quarterback
of
the future.
Because you're not even in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes if you had that succession plan, if you would have been bold enough to draft while Matt Ryan was still here. And at the end, again, remember Kyle Pitts' first year, everybody talks about, hell, we now know Matt Ryan made Kyle Pitts his rookie season. We now know that. But I think, Mike, that's the thing that just it's in the back of my mind, and I'm like, how the hell do we get here? Like, what is really going on? And I feel like now I'm going back and looking at all these different moves that have led us here. And, again, it's not that I didn't think, you know, again, when the Penix thing happened, guys, there was one guy on the radio in Atlanta that told you, that what if they draft Michael Penix? You're listening to him. Mike Bell lost his mind that day and said, there's no way in hell they're going to draft a quarterback. I said, what if they did? And the next day, they did. So I don't know if you are against it or for it. Mm. I found it comical because so many people were thinking that they were going to go the direction which we thought they should, which at the time was what? Defense, edge. Let's get our defense better. And they go quarterback. I can't tell you that I hated it because we didn't have a franchise quarterback, but I also didn't necessarily love it because Mike's right. We just paid a guy $100 million to be here. So I was in flux. But the idea is we didn't have to do any of that if you would have been bold enough 3 years earlier. And while we talk about the front office, Mike, this is my issue. This is what I'm talking about now. Where are we going? How do we get out of this? Because that it's not about the Saints on Sunday. It's bigger than that.
We don't know what Mike – guys, this is not saying – just hear the words because I'm getting this stuff on the text line. I'm not calling Michael Penix a bust. I don't know what he is, and you don't either. There's not enough. There's been good, bad, and ugly. All three, man, by any definition. In case you're wondering, you know, the year we go with Pitts, that's the year Trevor Lawrence goes first. Obviously, he got his contract extension, but they're still trying to fix – Liam Cohen's trying to fix him down in Jacksonville. Zach Wilson is a bum. Trey Lance, goodbye, don't know what he was. That's the year we took Pitts. That's the year we should have taken Penei Sewell. That's the safe pit.
That's correct, because that would have started the building process of your offensive line. You don't believe me, go look at the Detroit Lions. That's all you have to do. Right. That's what they did, and it started the process of them saying, you know what, we know what we're going to do at quarterback. We're going to trade for a guy like in golf, but we got to build the offensive line. Sewell is the main piece in that line. 404-726-0929. Just talking with you about it. Just saying, you know what?
One situation begets another bad situation. You're right.
And as you say, well, Dukes and Bell, because I got this the other day. How did we get here? It's a good question. It's a really good question.
You know what a lot of guys, now again, this is Georgia Bulldogs talking, and I love his game, and he's an all-timer at Georgia. Everybody now and their uncle is hitting us up on the text, like, we got to call the Rams, go get Stetson Bennett. Okay. I mean,
is that what we're going
to
do?
Yeah, man. The same guys who wanted a Rego Blankenship, you know, to kick. I like Stetson. I can't say definitively if given an opportunity. What's he going to do with this receiver core?
Nothing.
What's he going to do?
Nothing.
I know, like, he can pick him up and put him down. Unlike Michael Penix Jr., he can move the chains with his legs. We know that.
Yeah.
But, look, you call Fontenot, because guess what? Trade deadline's already come and gone, so that ship has sailed. Guys, the trade deadline is gone. Okay, this would happen next season. That wouldn't be, and it may be a decision not made by our current management because they may not be in power. So just something to think about. But look, I understand the reasoning and the logic behind why you love Stetson Bennett, and in a small sample size when he's been able to do things in preseason, he's looked great for the Rams.
I'll give you an example, and this is why they are who they are, and this is why they'll probably get back to the Super Bowl. We'll see what happens. But in that class Mike's talking about, you may have forgotten that Carson Wentz was the starting quarterback with the Eagles. And they doubled down. They went and got a guy in the second round. Mike, they didn't wait to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth. They went and got Jalen Hurts. And remember how that was scrutinized. Howie Roseman went and drafted Jalen Hurts. And everybody said, well, you got a quarterback. You just paid Carson Wentz all that money. What's going on? Then think about what he did with the Bulldogs. He drafted a D tackle the year before and then went back the next year and said, I'm getting another one. You've got to have this vision of what your team is going to look like. And, oh, by the way, Mike, just in case, JIC, it don't work out, we're covered. We don't do that. We haven't done that.
No, and when we finally doubled down, and again, whether Arthur Blank said, I never want to be in this quarterback hell. I need redundancy at quarterback. There was some feelings on draft night now that's since been clarified. They were not explaining to Arthur why they drafted Michael Penix Jr. It just looked that way in the war room on ESPN. But it still was funky. But yeah, wherever this comes from, it was the wrong execution of the wrong idea at the wrong time. Yes, you always should have viable backups, but the idea that you're going to commit $100 million guaranteed and then draft a quarterback with an injury history. Because that's it. That we downplayed it because everybody was so excited to get a black quarterback back in Atlanta, and that's part of the conversation, guys, for some, not all. And I'm not going to poo-poo it because I love Penix. We watched Penix Jr. in those semifinal game. Like, my God, look at this guy dropping dimes.
Yep.
Everything looked beautiful. It's like a damn NFL where the ball's like perfectly spiraling into the guy's hands. And unfortunately, you know, what he really is at right now, until they can fix it and help him, is more of what you saw in the national championship game against Michigan, where he gets blitzed and he can't handle it. And bad things happen.
404-726-0929. You guys can text us, as always, on the text line. It is Dukes and Bell. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. The radio show's Dukes and Bell 929, and of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Waterboy's on the way. We'll talk to Trey and B. Rich. I know they are distraught about where this season has gone, and we'll find out what they're thinking coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, analyst Dave Archer set to join us, brought to you by John Foy and Associates, at around 3:20. What's up, Paul? What do you want to add, brother?
Can I give you a fun what if?
Yeah, man.
If you look at the 2018 NFL draft, we're going to go back, what, that's 3 or 4 years before Ryan was down here in Atlanta. We took Calvin Ridley. Calvin had double-digit touchdowns the first couple years he was here.
Yeah.
Did not end the best way. But there was a quarterback that was picked a few picks after the Falcons took Calvin Ridley. His name was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, that was the year.
Oh, no, that's been
that, that was the year where Lamar, we knew or we felt like Lamar was being shafted
right
by a lot of folks in the NFL who didn't think he was a quarterback.
There were some thinly veiled shots at his intelligence and his processing. Yep. And you know me, I love the guy.
Napoleon.
I saw him put up one of the greatest college performances I've ever seen in person when Louisville dropped 60 on my Noles. But that there's no way that Thomas Dimitroff was going to do that to get the smoke that would have been – the smoke in this city with Matt Ryan, who never got the respect in the first place, with Lamar Jackson over his shoulder, forget about it. They never do that in a million years.
And that was the issue, though, at the end. Now, remember, 18, we're 2 years removed from the Super Bowl. Matt's not washed yet, right?
Nope.
So
nope.
I'm with Mike. Like, you do that, you are signaling, can't even speak,
right,
that you're done. Like the guy that is in place is done. So they weren't ready to do that yet. But by 2020... we should have been.
Hey, 2018, Matt throws for just a 76-yard shy of 5,000, 35 touchdowns, 7 picks.
He wasn't washed.
That's prime of your career, and right, that's the year that everybody got hurt on the defense. The 17-18 teams were actually better than the Super Bowl teams, but the injuries just killed us in 18. And 17, we had Sarkisian, who couldn't call the damn plays the right way.
Tony and Marietta wants to join us. Tony, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing today?
Good, man, good.
Hey, every college team, if you're Georgia, they always recruit 3 or 4 5-star quarterbacks. You always better have one come in. That's one thing. And there's so many things you guys hit on today that's got my head spinning. I don't know. I've been a season ticket holder since 2001. And Mr. Dukes, I met you up at a grass selling, and I mean legal grass, sod.
Yes, sir.
Sod place.
Yeah.
Let me put that out there.
We were doing yard work. I remember. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and we actually called out one of my coworkers because she wouldn't allow us to listen to you guys all day. But anyway, there's a lot of things that are wrong. I think, number one, Arthur needs to stay in a box. We went through the debacle after, and I had to watch Colin Kaepernick spank our butts in the second half of a playoff game that we should have won. And then all of a sudden we had to get the next shiny thing, which was Julio. And I'm not saying anything bad about Julio. He did great for the team.
Right.
But what did we give up for him? We gave up a lot of draft picks, and then we did nothing until, and I'm going to say this, you know, the Red Sox got the curse of the Bambino. Yep. We got the curse of that coach out there in San Francisco, 28-3.
Yeah. Well, again, the head coach has got to get on the headset. I mean, I understand the autonomy thing, letting the guy call his game, but somebody had to have some big picture in those final 5 minutes of Super Bowl 51, and nobody did. Nobody had the presence of mind to just say, let's just run some clock. Let's just eat some clock. But the Julio toe tap catch has Shanahan thinking we can still throw the ball effectively against 49ers. But in hindsight, we all know, take three knees, kick a field goal. And the entire legacy of this town, Dan Quinn might still be the head coach here, for all you know. But getting back to the Julio thing, Carl and I talked about this at length. It's one of my things. Julio is going to go to the Hall of Fame, and we'll go up to Canton, and we'll celebrate it. But it's just, it's a philosophical question about a team. That was the greatest edge rush draft in 10 years. And there was guys, you go back and look at the names, Watts and Kerrigan, and you just, down the list, guys that have had impact, guys that are going to the Hall of Fame. And we decided that, no, we don't beat the Packers who we just lost to in the playoffs that year by stopping their quarterback. We beat them by outscoring their quarterback. And we got close, and Julio put up some amazing moments in this town and great stats. But it's always a great debate. You then also could never fix your offensive line, and we had some lean years, Carl, before we finally got back to the playoffs in 16. It's all part of the equation. That's on Dimitroff. 2012, another one. Harry Douglas trips on the 20. Sorry, Harry. You know, Matt throws a bad pick down the sideline on the barrier. That's another one. Carl, we could have beat the 49ers. You think we could have beat the Ravens?
Yes.
We had a loaded. That team was freaking loaded.
Mike, that was the team, even more so for me than 16.
Bingo.
That was the team.
We make mistakes, guys. Organizations that are snake bit, this is what happens to you.
Hey, on Thursday, join us for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite. Zucca Pizza in Smyrna.
Nice.
We're going to be out there getting ready for Thursday Night Football, enjoying Miller Lite specials. Come through. We'd love to see you. 2 to 6. Again, right there. Zucca Pizza in Smyrna on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. Water Boys, join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.